This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome, Wellness Warriors. We're so thrilled you're back to listen to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am absolutely thrilled to have Michelle Greenwell here with me today. Welcome, Michelle.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jenny. It's a privilege.
Oh, thrilled to have you here. And in a snowstorm, no less. I love it because we meet online to do these recordings that, you know, you're having a snow day, but you still get to show up and come and be a part of this show. So thank you for tracking through the snow and joining us.
It looks lovely out my window.
Oh, I bet. Actually, I bet it does. I'm in some torrential rain right now, so it's not nearly as joyous. But you know, we all need the elements to keep us moving on this great globe that we live on. You guys, I want to share with you about Michelle. Michelle is a movement specialist integrating techniques from dance, Tai Chi, bioenergetic wellness, touch for health, therapeutic touch, neural reflex integration, brain gym. She has a BA in psych, a master's in complementary and alternative medicine, doctoral student in integrative health, president of Can Be Well program, coordinator for Choose Love Movement. Guess what? On top of all of that, you guys, she's an author, choreographer, program developer, tea specialist. And if we have time, we might need to have a conversation around that. And passionate about learning. And honestly, Michelle, I love that every time I have a conversation with you, I learn something new. So thank you for being here and willing to share your wisdom with our listeners.
It is always wonderful to have a conversation and see where we end up. And it's the same for me because it's that sense of community that gets developed. And as we get to know each other, it's really wonderful. All the skills, the things that we share, you know, and the viewpoints that we look at things from.
Well, and I think, you know, you hit it right on the head there. It's viewpoints. So many of us have the same, we could do the same thing and we'll all have a different experience and a different view because we're totally unique, which actually leads me to my first question. What does wellness actually mean to you?
So this is my studying. That's what I've been doing for the last 20 years is repair my body from being completely broken to how am I to be well? And part of that is making sure that I proactively engage every day so that I keep everything in balance and flow. And doesn't mean I have my ideal weight, doesn't mean that I do everything perfectly. And it certainly means I need community to help me with that because I am not good at doing it by myself. But what it does mean is I make choices every day to make sure that I keep things in balance and check. And when I do that, then emotionally, I feel uplifted most of the time and able to respond to whatever situations arise and not be overwhelmed. And in this day and age and the challenges we've had, that's a good day.
That is a good day. And I appreciate that you share about the honesty of your own journey. We all have intentions, and just because we're not quote unquote perfect in our outcomes or our daily practice, or, you know, we maybe aren't as responsive or a little more reactive, that it's okay to keep stepping into that process and keep moving through it, because you said your life studied and you yourself run into some of those barriers. So thank you for sharing that, because I think we are constantly putting too much pressure, like you say, overwhelm on ourselves to be a certain way and do certain things. And, you know, right now, self-care is such an important piece of living, but again, it's become this weird expectation, or like, if you're not doing it, you're not doing all the things, and it's a new pressure. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. Yep. And it becomes what you do with your time
Yeah.
So it's, you know, when you say mindfulness, people will, well, that means I need to go meditate. Well, mindfulness can be as simple as while you're boiling the water to make your cup of tea, you actually stop, see if you're actually breathing.
Right.
You know, think about, you know, we were just talking about plants before we started the recording, just thinking about your plants, walking over, watering them and being present with them and engage. And just those little tiny things, that doesn't take more time. That's just being cognizant of your time. And I think that people kind of forget that part.
Mm. You know, and I would love to ask you this, being on a wellness journey and making it your life's work as well, is what is something that you have learned along your pathway here, along your journey, that you would love to turn back time and actually share with the younger you?
This is such a great question. Like, part of me goes, I don't want to turn back time because all of my lessons have been a result of my decisions that I made younger.
Right.
And some of those were not such great decisions. But of course you have a body that's, you know, indestructible. So I wouldn't want to change that because my body falling apart and losing the ability to walk and have to rebuild this body several times, not just once, because of course you fall back into old habits. Mm-hmm. It would mean that I would not be where I am today. And it would also mean I wouldn't have the stories and the experience to be able to share and hopefully assist someone else. So I wouldn't want to take that away. However, as a performer, expectations for performers are they can just dance anywhere, anytime. And so my advice to myself and my younger self would be, do not dance on ice.
Okay.
Do not dance on really hard surfaces like cement, mm-hmm. Or flatbed trucks with, you know, surfaces that are not conducive for dancing. But as a performer, you do what you have to do so that the show can go on. And so you overlook those things, but your body is not forgiving of those things and you pay the price eventually. So that would be my advice, is really pay attention to the details that are really important and then make your choices from there.
Very profound wisdom. Because in the moment, a lot of times, even though we subconsciously know that it's not the right decision for us, we do it, like you say, because the show must go on. Mm-hmm. I have had that conversation with myself. I'm not a performer, like by any stretch of the imagination, but in my work life, I can't tell you how many times I've mm-hmm. burnt the candle at the top, from the top, from the bottom, and like tried to get the wick from the side, just because the show must go on. So profound wisdom. Thank you absolutely mm-hmm. for sharing that. Oh my gosh. So I've shared quite a few modalities that you're connected with and a part of and that you champion. So what are some of your favorite modalities that you do maybe currently right now, or practices for your own self-health?
Mm-hmm. This one is an interesting question, because if you'd asked me this 3 or 4 years ago, I would have said touch for health, therapeutic touch. I would have named those disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last couple of years, we've had to redefine what it is exactly those disciplines offer. And in that, which is now my doctoral studies, there's 4 key pieces. So these 4 key pieces, doesn't matter which modality I want to pick up, because I have lots and lots of tools that I can play with. But the key piece is having a goal and an intention. So starting the day, knowing the kind of quality you want to have in your day, or if you're going into a meeting like now, you've already set the goal for the experience that you'd like to have. And then asking the body, what does it need in order to feel comfortable to do that? And so it might be I pull a tool from Touch for Health or Therapeutic Touch. And right now I'm sitting in a figure eight pattern. So I've set the energy up to flow. And I usually do that in a meeting. That's pretty common for me. And then from that piece of bringing in that energy and the biofeedback, and engaging in it, last part is making connection. So even though I can do things myself, it is so much better, as we've already discovered, when we have a conversation with someone else that really engages us. Sometimes you have to be engaged with yourself, because that's who's present in the room.
Right. Yeah.
But it's really important to also be engaged with the people that are in the house with you, or the people that you're working with, or even making those connections. As I was saying, I'm not usually responsible for my own Tai Chi practice. I have to go teach the class, because then that makes me responsible. So there's key pieces about myself that I know, and all of those work together so that daily I'm always engaged with those four key components. And when I do that, I have balance and flow. And when I don't do that, that's usually when I fall into some kind of challenge, and then, you know, you're like, I can't understand why this didn't go the way I wanted it to go. And it's usually because I didn't set it up. And then it's just a reminder. Yeah. Go back. Remember the key pieces.
Those are really vital suggestions, actually. And any of you that's listening that feel like you're, you know, you start your day with the intention, but it goes south on you really quick, I think I would encourage you to do those four suggestions and step into those, because it's amazing how much our mindset and our preparation impacts our overall experience when it comes to a day. It was very interesting. I'll use myself as an example. This morning, I had a meeting reschedule, and I thought, you know what? It's Monday morning. I'm going to bring my computer to my, put my computer on my lap and sit on my couch. And I just want a change of scenery. And I'm sitting there and I'm working. And about halfway through, I realized, like, I've slouched down in the couch. It's giving me this like weird protruding belly, which is fine. However, it's not fine because it's super uncomfortable. And I'm realizing I didn't listen to my body and set myself up to win. How is that conducive to effective, you know, effective results? I had to get up to let the dog out. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm 80. I can barely climb out of this couch. And then, so it's just those little, sometimes it's the little things, is even when we change our environment, is being conscious. Are we honoring our physical being as best as we can? Never mind our spiritual, as you know, as well. So I appreciate your example on that. Now, you've got some incredible tools and some amazing modalities behind you, like I mentioned. How do you help and serve other people in their wellness? Because you've mentioned Tai Chi, I've heard that. So what are some things that would, you know, if I was brand new and wanting to work with you, what would be some of the things that I could expect to anticipate?
Yeah. What I learned from Tai Chi is to teach from the heart. And so as a dance teacher, I thought I was teaching from the heart, but it's all wrapped up in money, right? Because it's your profession. It's what you're doing. You need to make a living. So you have decisions you have to make that are based on business. But when I was engaged with Tai Chi, everything that I did had to come from the heart. So if you had one student in the room, they meant as much as if you had 10 students in the room, because it didn't matter about the money. It just mattered about what was the lesson that needed to come from this particular gathering. And so I have taken that philosophy and I have tried to apply it to everything else that I do. It's sometimes challenging if you're still weighing the, you know, I have to make some money over, you know, how do I serve? But, you know, I serve in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things that come free. There's a lot of things that I do because I know the person requires it. But I also trust that the universe always delivers back, that whatever I need in order for myself to be able to serve better will always be returned, and in whatever capacity. So that's what I've held. So that Tai Chi philosophy has held everything else that I've touched. So when you see my work out, you see a lot of it, like my YouTube channel is full of videos, dance, Tai Chi, healing, just trying to share the message. And the work that I do with the Canadian Association of Bioenergetic Wellness, again, how can I reach out? How can I make a difference? And yes, I use those tools and I could have a client come and work with me, or I really prefer to teach as a class and let the class cumulatively learn the skills and be empowered. That really is what invigorates me. But in that whole process, I just allow for that, that opportunity for everything to be experienced from the heart. And so I try to hold on to that.
I love that. Oh, experience it from the heart. And, you know, I believe in community learning as well. There's so much wisdom and inspiration from people we don't even know. It's so exciting to dig in and be in. Once we get past, if we can get past the internal dialogue, like I look ridiculous and all that stuff, right? When we can stand in our own strength and comfort, the wisdom we can achieve from others, it's just tenfold. It's incredible.
When I started, like when I was teaching dance, preschoolers was my real area of expertise. And I do love working with preschoolers. But then when we moved across the country and I sold my studio and I dove into more of my studies and things, I ended up using movement to heal the body and developing the programs that way. But I ended up with seniors. Oh. And they are so fascinating. And what they've learned, like what we've explored and the depth of knowledge that we've explored. And I have 70 and 80 year olds who are so empowered with healing techniques. When they have their aches and pains in bed in the middle of the night, they get out of bed and they do exercises and they muscle monitor to find out what they need. And then they go back to bed and go back to sleep. And it's like, it's so cool to hear these stories where before it would have been, well, you know, I suffer from, you know, I'm right on this pill because I need this and I can't do that because I'm too old or I'm not, you know, I don't have the capacity anymore. And it's like, I don't hear any of that from my group. Is like just such a vibrant, it's lovely. Anyway, I had to share that with you because, just to see seniors be so empowered is really cool.
And, you know, there's so much, again, wisdom in these individuals. And when you can empower somebody to change that belief and they're in control of their own wellness now, that is such an amazing thing. So when you think about your own wellness, is there some modality that you're excited to try you haven't tried yet?
Not in the modalities to try. I think I've dug into every corner, crevice, piece. When we knew we were moving across the country, I studied and I went to the people that had the tools. So I was like, I climbed into that. Where are the top? Where are those people that I need to study from? And I did that. And then I brought all that information with me and I've kind of sifted through it over the years. And then going back to university and to get a degree, I never imagined I would be working on a doctorate.
Congratulations.
I was no way I was going back to school, but now I'm just like the knowledge, because I have to look things up. I have to be critical. I can't take things at face value. I have to actually dig in deep and go, is the science even good? You know, somebody said, you know, this study showed up and it's like, you look at the study and it's like, that's terrible. And, you know, so
it's like, just because it says it's a study doesn't mean it really is one.
Exactly. Or are people who take assumptions and then they just follow along. And then I say, yeah, but the assumption is wrong. And then they look at you and go, what are you talking about? And then they go, oh my gosh, it is. Yeah. And now you have all of this stuff behind it, but the assumption is incorrect. So what are you going to do with it? So that's been really fun to bring that around. So I could play with any tool and my house is full. My husband would attest to books, books and tools and all lovely things I love to play with. But in the end, when we moved here, it was, I needed to be able to do it myself with nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's where I really focused that I can be downtown and somebody slips and falls and I can use my hands. I can use a quick tool, touching a spot on the body. And I don't require anything else. And that was one of my key things to stay focused on.
That's amazing.
Even though I do play with all the other things.
Of course.
Because it's fun.
So tell me, just as our time is getting to the end, which obviously you and I could talk for hours, Michelle, is there a question that I haven't asked you that you wish we had tapped into before we end our time together?
Yeah. Okay, I had to think about this one for a little bit, but this is, what are people waiting for?
Oof.
So, you know, you hear all kinds of excuses. I mean, I have my own excuses as well.
Oh, I do too. I sit in a glass house. I'll tell you right now.
You know, but what are people waiting for in their wellness? Yeah. And when you take the proactive approach of every day giving yourself the best, then, you know, yes, things may not go perfectly and you may end up with a few symptomologies that still require attention. But at the end, you'll have the best opportunity to experience life as you can. And so if you're waiting for yourself to fall apart so that you can go have someone else tell you, here's what you need to do to fix yourself, but now it's a little drastic because the symptoms built up for a while, then what are you waiting for? Mm. You're missing life. And it's a short one. So for me, it's, you know, I'm not perfect every day. And I still need my own reminders from yeah. other people too. They'll say, you know, well, why didn't you do that? And it's like, oh, never occurred to me.
Even I totally though I forgot.
Sometimes I just live too. But but the bottom line is, you know, taking that proactive care. So what are people waiting for?
And, you know, we really forget that we have choice, that we can discern for ourselves, that we have internal knowing. And I love that you share, and you've shared this at the beginning of our conversation and you shared it at the end. You know, doesn't matter how experienced or, you know, adapted we are to doing a philosophy or a belief system, we all have days where we need somebody to be our cheering squad or help us through. And asking for help and support is not a sign of weakness, it's a huge sign of strength. And exactly. Like, you know, I love that you shared, we all have an expiry date, you guys. We don't know when it is either. It's not like we're a loaf of bread and it says when we get expired. So, you know, what are you waiting for? Your wellness is up to you, right?
And the piece from Therapeutic Touch that I think is most profound is that when you engage with someone else, so whether you look them in the eye, you smile, in Therapeutic Touch, you'd be putting your hands up and assessing the field. But all of that is, as soon as you do that, you engage your innate healing potential. But you need to make a connection. And so when people realize that, that's all that you need to do is, you know, get up in the morning and smile at someone and say, hey, how are you? And already you've started the ball rolling for yourself. And from there, you know, you have many other choices.
You guys, you're so lucky. Michelle has a free PDF for you guys of her most recent book, or the book that you're connected with. And it's the Bioenergetic Essentials. And we're going to post the link in that in the show notes. So if you guys want access to that, plus a free pass to Sunday Wellness Series, Nurturing Our Inner Compassion. And again, we'll make sure that link is in there. I probably haven't done it justice. Do you want to share a couple minutes about what those are about so that people know the value in that?
So the Bioenergetic Essentials book, there's four of us that wrote that book. And we took all of the key pieces from the disciplines that have biofeedback. So where we're listening to the body and we can bring flow to the body. So very simple tools that you can do just one-ups and then just practicing. And that is free. So we wanted that to be accessible to all. And the second one is Paula Nowak Droog and myself do a special event for the Choose Love Movement. It is a fundraiser for them. Very happy to give people a free pass to come try it and just to experience what it's like. It's Nurturing Our Inner Compassion. So it's based on the Choose Love formula. So gratitude, forgiveness, courage, and compassion. And we, if it's my turn, then it's usually movement based. And if it's Paula's turn, she's very often using the Touch for Health tools that are holding points on the body or tracing some lines, just some very simple actions. And both of us strive to engage people to just take care of themselves for about 40 minutes, just to be present and set yourself up for your week. So the goal setting is there. And then you can set how you would like your week to go and bring in the qualities that you think are most important.
Those are such generous opportunities. And again, everybody that's listening, just know that that information will be in the show notes. So do not hesitate to tap into those and connect with those. Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful. And I truly appreciate what you're doing for the world with all that you're doing in your outreach. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I can't do it with alone. And it's people just like you that help create the ripple. So thank you so much. And for you guys listening, you are the vital piece to all of this, this whole mission. Tap into you, redefine your wellness, inspire the wellness warrior in you, get connected to your own health and your own life. And I can't thank you enough for listening and taking the time for allowing us to be in your space and sharing our passions with you. We look forward to hearing and having you on our next episode of Winning with Wellness. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.